Let's turn to Job chapter 14. Job chapter 14, I want to read verse 1. I just kind of want to talk to you from my heart for just a few minutes this afternoon. It won't be as much theology or maybe doctrine as it was this morning. It's just more of a praise. I would like to praise the Lord and think about what's ahead for the children of God. I thought about when Stephen was teaching Sunday school, one of the things the preacher does is exhort people. So I would kind of like to just do a little exhortation today, this afternoon. Chapter 14, verse 1. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. So I want to just talk to you this afternoon on a message of exhortation that there's a better day coming. There's a better day coming for the people of God. I think about here that we see two things in this verse. He says, man that is born of woman, first of all, that he has few days, and then that those days are full of trouble. So I want to look, first of all, at the briefness and shortness of our days. James chapter 4, and verse 13, we see these things about life. It says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow or on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away. We see in the book of Isaiah chapter 40, Isaiah chapter 40 verses 6 through 9. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. We see from these verses that life is short. And Job said, man that's born of woman, his days are few. And I think about, we've got an age group here of people in their 80s, people down to 2 years old or even younger. But all of us would say that time is sure going fast, isn't it? The Bible said our life's like a vapor. You could be out on a cold night and blow your breath and see it, and then it goes away. That's how quick our life is. Now, sometimes we have heartaches and troubles, and it seems like we don't have our days are long, and it's just a lot of them when we're going through hard times. But looking back, we'll all have to say, regardless of our age, that life has been fast, that time is moving fast, and we do have just a few days on this earth. Psalm 102, verse 11 through 12. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance into all generations. The Bible compares our life to being like grass. You go out here and mow your yard or cut some hay down. That stuff could be green and thick, but just a few minutes, even a few hours of laying in that sun, and it withers and goes away. That's the way our life is. I mean, you know, there's just a little space in a person's life when they've got the world by the tail. What I mean by that is, you know, when you're a certain age and you're healthy and things are going good and maybe not a care in the world, and, you know, it's just a little space, and then before you know it, you're going into old age and the heartaches that come with that. So we do just have a few days on this earth. Psalm 103, verse 13 says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, because he created our frame, and he remembereth that we are as dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower in the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. See, when you're young and things are, like I said, your health is good, and that part of your life, man, you think, boy, these days won't ever end. But you just let a few years click by and a few more days, and time goes on, and it's just like the Bible says, the wind passeth over, and it's gone, and the place thereof shall, and it shall not be known anymore. There'll be times you'll say, man, I wished I could get around like I did 5 years ago or 10 years ago. But I'm telling you, it's just moving fast. Then Job said in those verses, he said that man that is born of woman is a few days, and those days are full of trouble. The Bible tells us in Psalm 34:19 that many are the afflictions of the people of God. See, we have a lot of trouble in this life. I think about just sitting right here today. There's people that are going through heartaches in their life. And just because they don't always spill their guts to you don't mean they're not going through a hard time. And I think we need to have compassion on people and think about if we were in their shoes sometime. There are health problems that some people deal with every day of their life. I mean, we take for granted it. We jump up out of bed and get going, but there are people who have a hard time just getting through the day. There are financial problems that we can have in this life that's full of trouble. I mean, there's people who it's not because of poor management, but they really struggle just to make ends meet. There are family problems. There are problems between parents and children, children and parents, children and grandparents. There's problems in families that are just tearing families apart. There are career problems, work problems, church problems. You got to admit that even the most ideal situation in this life, when we take a look at it, it's full of trouble. It's flawed because of sin. Our days are truly full of trouble. They are full of trouble. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I want to look here real quickly. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. No, I told you wrong. 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all them that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So when we think about our days being full of trouble, he told us to be, he exhorts us to be given to prayer and to giving of thanks. But you know what? It's not always easy to be thankful, is it? When we're going through heartaches of this life. I mean, there are things that we go through that nobody else could understand, and they have, you know, no way of knowing what we're going through. But I tell you what, there is a better day coming, and I'll get to that in just a second. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's look at verse 24. I want to look here real quickly. Paul, the Apostle Paul, went through many heartaches in his life. He had many afflictions. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 24, he said of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. See, that's internal problems, maybe even in the church. They're false brethren. They're not truly brethren. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and in nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. We see here that the Apostle Paul, he had a lot of things going on outwardly. But see, it's not only what's going on outwardly that causes us trouble, but there's things inwardly because we've still got the old nature. There's still that battle. There's still that struggle there. And he said, man that's born of woman, he's a few days and they're full of trouble. I mean, you'll think everything's going good. You'll just be sailing right along, and then before you know it, one phone call changes everything. This has happened in your family. This has happened. The bad doctor report. I'm telling you, all that stuff is just pressing down on the people of God. And I'm telling you what, our days are so full of trouble. But I'm glad there's a better day coming. And that's what I wanted to really get to. You know, we don't hear much preaching about heaven anymore. I told somebody, now I don't mean this bad, But when God brought me to the doctrine of sovereign grace and I started going to those churches, you don't hear them preach about hell much and you don't hear them preach about heaven much. I don't hear a lot of preaching about hell or heaven. But I mean, we ought to be thankful that there's a better day coming and that we've got a heaven to go to. We don't want to get so humdrum and so just in the rut of the same old things that we don't forget that there is a better day coming. I mean, it's going to be better than these days that are full of trouble. Revelation 21. Let's look at verse 1 here. Now, the context of this, when a man dies right now, or a woman that's saved, their soul goes to heaven, and that's in the third heaven, the abode of God. But here, this is after the rapture, after the 7-year tribulation, and after the 1,000-year millennial reign. Eventually, there'll be a new heaven and a new earth, and I believe it'll be somewhat resembling the way the earth was in the original creation. But I believe we'll be dwelling on a physical, tangible planet, a place, but it's going to be the new earth. So this is a better day that's coming. He said in verse 1, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven," that's these days that are full of trouble that we see now, this time, "and the first earth," the one we're living on right now, "were passed away." They died. It's gone. It's destroyed. "And there was no more sea." Sea there has an idea of separation, being separated. There's no more separation. "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God.'" Oh, there's a better day coming. "And God shall wipe all tears from their eyes." You say, "Preacher, I've shed a lot of tears. I've had a lot of heartaches in my family. I've had a lot of bumps in the road." But I'm going to tell you, there's coming a day when the Lord will reach down and He'll wipe every tear from our eyes. There'll be no more crying over there. I'm glad for that, because He's going to wipe them away. And He says, "There shall be no more death." I tell you what, the older you get, the more people that if they're saved, it's not long before you've got more on the other side than you got on this side. I tell you, I'm glad to know that there's a better day coming and we'll be united with those that are saved again. Somebody said, "Oh, you know, this stuff about being united in heaven, that's all a fairy tale." Well, I tell you what, don't wake me up. I'm pretty good shape. It's all right. I don't want to be woke up from it. I believe it, because the Bible says there's going to be no more death. I mean, that's all we see around us is dying, dying, dying. But there's a better day coming when we'll be with those who have gone on that are saved. He says, "Neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain." Brother Nicky, I won't tell you, every time I see you hobble up here and keep going, that does something down here to say I want to keep going. But there's going to be a day when you kick those braces off, pitch that cane, and you won't need them anymore. There's a better day coming, I tell you, when there's no more pain, when there's no more hurting, when there's no more suffering. We're going to put the doctors out of business. They're going out of business. The hospitals is going out of business. The funeral homes are going to be out of business. We don't need that anymore, because we're going to a land that's fairer than day, that's a better day. "And the former things are passed away." Everything that Job was talking about, that these days that are full of trouble, they're the former things. I'm talking everything in this life that's just passed away. And he said in verse 5, "And he that sat upon the throne said," and when the man that's on the throne speaks, it's the way it's going to be, "I make all things new." I'm glad we're going to a place where all things are going to be new. "And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done." It's finished is what he's saying. "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God, and he shall be my son." Then drop down to verse 10, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And he had a great, and he had a wall great and high." The Pope wouldn't like the walls. And he had 12 gates. He likes them around his city, though. And that's probably all the walls he'll ever be in. He probably won't be here because I don't get sidetracked, but I don't believe the Pope's saved. That's just me. You can believe what you want. You can call me judgmental if you want. But anybody who thinks they can forgive sin, thinks they're God on earth, and does what they do, that's just not salvation, folks. Let's just be honest about it. Having the glory of God in her light was likened to a stone most precious. Verse 12, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And in them the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. It was the first in the church. The bride's getting into this thing now. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. Verse 18, and the building of the wall of it was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, and the fifth, let's look at verse 20, and the fifth, sardonyx. Some of these words are hard to say, but they're beautiful. Then I want to look down at verse 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate had one of pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. I tell you what, the city that we're going to live in is going to have all these precious stones and jewels. It's going to be covered in gold. The streets are going to be of gold. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. See, that city is going to be so, so wonderful and spectacular. And the light of that city, Jesus Christ, is going to be the light. He's going to be shining. We won't have a sun or a moon. I tell you how glorious and a better day that'll be, that we're going to be so close to Christ that the light off of His body, the light that comes from Him, will light that city. Verse 1 of chapter 22, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Look at verse 3, and there shall be no more curse. There's going to be no more sin in that city. See, that's what sin is. It's the curse. But I mean, we're going to a better day. That's what's going to make it so, why it's going to be better, is because all things of sin are shut out from this city. Our old nature's gone. We're in a glorified body. Only saved people will be there at that time. And we'll be with Jesus Christ. Verse 4, and they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither the light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. I tell you what, there is a better day coming. You might be going through a heartache right now. And I'm going to tell you what the Bible says in Psalm 34:19, said, many are the afflictions of the people of God, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. You might not get delivered in this life. Now, I know that hurt Benny Hinn's offering if he told them that. And Oral Roberts, I think he's gone. But you might not get delivered here. But I can promise you this, there's a better day coming, and you'll get delivered over there.